This is weird. Not bad weird, just weird. It's like deja vu. Really good deja vu. It's really great to see you. I'm not just being polite. It really is really good to see you. Why do I feel so awkward? I wasn't always awkward. Okay, I was. But you like that. See, that sounded like I was flirting with you. Oh boy. So, when I moved back, So, how are you?
That was subtle. That was so, so subtle.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like that, all smiley and... I forgot just how gorgeous your smile was. This is, weird. Because it's like... When I moved away and we broke up, it really hurt. Not that it was, I mean, we didn't part on bad terms. It was just a real life not working out kind of thing. But it really hurt because I really, really liked you. Really liked you. And I hated that I had to make a choice. But you were lovely and... It was the best breakup I've ever had. But also the worst. Ordinarily, when you break up with someone, there is a sense of finality to it. There's an end, a full stop. But with us, it was life pulling us in different directions. And I didn't want to go. I mean, I'm glad that I did. That job was amazing. And I wouldn't have the career I have now if I wouldn't take it. So... When I knew that I was moving back, I thought about you. I thought about looking you up. And when I say I thought about it, I might have planned out some slightly romance novel-esque kind of encounters. And I know that sounds really, really me. That is very me. I was going to call your sister and be all subtle. And then I run into you, literally run into you on my doorstep. Because we're neighbors. I can't believe we're neighbors. Oh, it's kind of annoying. It means I have to put makeup on when I leave the house. I mean, I don't know how I'm meant to feel right now. Because, I mean, we're exes. We are exes in capitals, underlined in red, with an exclamation mark. But you don't feel like an ex. You feel like someone I've met and I really connect with and I want to date. But, you know, not so much because we've done that and we broke up. But, stop looking at me like that. Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. See, this is slightly unfair because you know all my weak points. You have ammunition to use against me, like that smile and that laugh and the way you say my name. You know where I'm ticklish. No, don't. You know my favorite flowers, and I can't believe you bought me flowers. You are still an utter sweetheart. Still utterly gorgeous and... So I know this is just brunch. Is this brunch? I don't actually know what brunch is. Is brunch this? It's a date. It's a day? It's a date. I was, kind of hoping, but I wasn't sure. Are brunch dates a thing now? Well, you know me, I don't get up before 2 if I don't have to. That hasn't changed. Stuff has changed, though. I'm not the same girl. I'm... I'm a bit more guarded. I had some messy breakups. And I really don't know why I'm telling you this. It's easy to talk to you. And, that's why I'm so emphatic hand gestures. not that emphatic. I'm shy and a bit giddy. Or it's not why. I mean, I wasn't meant to fall this. I haven't fallen for you. I could though. I think I'm about to. So, if you don't want that, I would say let's not go on another date. Because I'm really, really inclined to fall for you really hard. You'll catch me. Now that was smooth. That was so, so smooth. So, would you like to go on a date? Another date? You would. Good. I didn't think you'd say yes. I really didn't think you'd say yes. I thought we would, you know, maybe have coffee. Maybe run into each other accidentally on purpose. And then we would maybe go out for dinner. but you brunch date. So I am made up, but also a little. I feel like I should pinch myself. No, don't. You are. You make me smile. So you like my smile, do you? You always did. And you liked it when I pouted. Like, it still works. Oh, this is so not weird. Okay, weird. So, would you like to come round for dinner? No, not takeout. Dinner. I will cook you dinner. Well, you see, that's where you're wrong. I can cook. I am, in fact, a very, very good cook. I don't even burn water anymore. I know, how I did that, I don't know. I would absolutely love to cook you dinner. I'll make you my specialties. Lasagna, pizza, pasta, tiramisu. Can you tell that I like Italian food? Panna cotta. I love panna cotta. So, how about it? Would you like to come to my Italian restaurant, which is my apartment? Good. So that's a date. Oh no, you don't have to bring anything, just yourself. Just your gorgeous self. So, is it weird? I mean, I think it's weird, but is this weird? It's just so... Everything's coming together. Everything's working out. Maybe it's fate. Maybe it is. Or maybe it's just your gorgeous smile. Pout. Oh, I am gonna use that. Just... Oh, I'm gonna... I'm really glad that we ran into each other, that I decided to rent that apartment, that we had brunch. Is it brunch though? It is. What is brunch? Well, I don't know what it is.